Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, and someone who's been with me for the whole ride is our good friend Theda Mitchell. Foley and Lardner is the law firm that she's an important member of, a partner there. And Cleta, you want to give us a website, please?
Well, you can just, foley.com. You can find my website, my bio on the website.
Yeah. And our old buddy Ken Croson. Did you know Ken Croson? He's retired now. He was one of the first Foley attorneys we talked to. He's an IP guy.
Oh, that's
there.
Right.
Yeah, Ken Foley. He's a good guy. We miss him. Hey, Cleta, we're talking about how to deal with what's going on right now. And I really think, we got people all the way on the right. We got people all the way on the left, but there's a whole swath of America in the middle that doesn't really think of themselves as Democrats or Republicans, and they're trying to make some sense of all this right now. We got Washington D.C., which is totally dysfunctional. We got cities being attacked and burned down, statues of slaves being torn down, statues of Columbus being torn down. Mount Rushmore, people wanting to blow up Mount Rushmore. They're having a hard time trying to find some leadership out of Washington across the board that they can hold on to while all this other stuff is going on. How should they look at all this? How should they make some sense of this?
Well, I think, number one, people really do have to work at being informed. And you cannot be informed, honestly, if you watch ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC or CNN. You just need to turn those off because they're not going to tell you anything useful. And frankly, I take Fox with a grain of salt. And so I try to read. I try to listen to people that I respect, like Andy McCarthy, like Kim Strassel. Every Friday, read Kim Strassel in the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal,
listen,
folks.
Jim Blasingame.
The Wall Street Journal calls it like it is. They do.
Well, I read the editorial pages. That the news pages of the Wall Street Journal are populated by a lot of left-wing reporters. All the reporters are Democrats or left-leaning, all of them.
98%. We know that.
Yeah, that is so that. So, but I think it's important to read. There's a lot of The Federalist. It's a daily newsletter that has all kinds of wonderful articles, town hall.
Do you like Epic Times? Do you like Epic Times?
I've just started reading that. Yes, I know people who work there, and Byron York. There are a lot of good writers who are really working hard. Follow Devin Nunes. Follow Jim Jordan. Follow Andy Big. I mean, there's plenty of information out there. So be informed. Number one. Number two.
Well, can I stop for a second, folks? Here's the thing: if you feel that you must watch NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, CNN. If you feel you must watch that, fine. But be sure to balance that time with other voices. And you'll start to see, you won't start to become, God forbid you think like me, but you'll start to see some balance in your life, I think. What do you think, Cleta?
Well, I just don't know why you subject yourself to those other networks. I mean,
But there are people who've been watching it for years, and it's hard to break that habit.
I know.
But if they just wander over somewhere else for a while and get some other information, don't make that your sole source.
You will get a completely different perspective. Just remember, there's a subjective decision into what news is covered. There's a subjective decision that someone makes as to what that article says, what that headline says. And so I just think it's really important. You know, watch Newsmax. So that's an up-and-coming source of information on television. So there's plenty of information out there. And then I just think it's important to ask questions. Don't just take everything that you hear as a gospel. Ask questions and ask questions about this COVID. Ask
Please,
about the data.
Before we wrap up, I want to ask you one last question. Do you think there are enough Americans, not Democrats or Republicans, but enough Americans who don't want the world to look like Portland and Seattle and Chicago, that want to take this country back? Do you think there are enough who want to do that, who will do that?
Well, there were in 2016. Let's hope that they don't go back to the polls in 2020 and do the same thing. But, you know, we prayed Trump into office in 2016. I think we're going to pray into re-election.
Foley.com is the website. That's where she works. She's a partner at that law firm. Cleta Mitchell, the amazingly awesome Cleta Mitchell. Cleta, come back soon. Thank you for today.
I will. Thank you.
We'll see you next
time.
Cleta Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorites around here. I got to go for this hour.
Thank you.
Jim Blassingame. Before I go, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.